because God needed someone to love the least and the little into a real whole people. He knew that to love is to suffer, so God made a mother. God said, I need someone to get up at midnight, scoop up the most fragile of humanity, close to her warmth, sing a lullaby to soothe so the whole house doesn't wake up, and rock until pieces come, though she can hardly stand. So God made a mother. I need somebody strong enough to open a pickle jar, yet gentle enough to tie a ponytail. Somebody who prizes refrigerator art, feeds the pets so they're not forgotten, works hard over a meal, feeds the family and friends with, holds her own appetite until everyone has had their full before she has hers. Turn a rainy sleepover into an indoor dance party, and the next day, through squinted eyes, says, come back real soon and mean it. So God made a mother. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with her teen daughter after the first heartache, then dry her eyes and say, God's going to work it out. I need somebody who can shape a volcano for a science fair experiment, have a full change of clothes and a purse, who can make a fort of pillows, organize snacks, clean mud tracks, and who, getting son's license and sissy's piano recital, will finish her 40-hour week by Tuesday at noon, then, painted from the lack of sleep, put in another 72 hours, having stinky floors, dirty ovens, and happy kids. So God made a mother. God had to have somebody who would look into her husband's eyes and say, I believe in your decision, and I'm your biggest fan. Not love, confrontation, but stand for what is right. When the neighbors lost a loved one, be the first one to respond with a meal and prayers throughout the night. So God made a mother. God said, I need somebody steady enough to not stop praying over that prodigal, yet gentle, excited enough to welcome him home with a soup and a hug. Will stop her laundry folding for an hour to have a deep talk with her daughter whether she should go with rosy or fuchsia lip gloss for her first prom. It had to be somebody who'd make manners a priority and ice cream runs frequently. Somebody to pray, serve, sing, cook, clean, and worship, and feed, and buy the milk and replenish the toilet paper cabinet. Encouraging texts to her son while she embodies Proverbs 31 and finish a hard week's work with a 5-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when her daughter says she wants to spend her whole life doing what mom does. So God made a mother.